Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, boiling the egg of conversation, cutting off the little tip of that's all the bad times and we get rid of that, and then we get the spoon of the internet, dig that into the egg of the podcast and eat all the nice and boiled egg. It's a boiled egg, James.
I think that's a good one, actually. I think you probably have, I mean, you've definitely done egg ones before at the top.
But what type of egg have I done?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I mean, even if you have done a boiled egg one, you haven't said that the bit you cut off at the tip is the bad times.
Yes.
And that then you eat all the good times on the inside.
Yeah.
So that's definitely, even if you have done a boiled egg before, it's a different take on a classic.
I'll be honest, this has really snuck up on me.
Yeah.
Hadn't thought of it in advance. Always does, I know, but this has really snuck up on me today. I'm very tired. This is episode one of four that we're recording today.
Yep.
So I'm really worried about the next three.
A little competition for the listeners. See if you can spot what the other three episodes are.
Yeah.
And what order. If anyone gets the four episodes we recorded in one day in the right order, then you will get a signed chopping board by the great Benito. We'll sign it for you.
And Benito will buy it too and send it out.
Yes, he will buy it and sign it and we'll send it out to you.
Yeah.
That's a good price.
A signed chopping board.
This is the Off Menu podcast. That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. We own a dream restaurant and we invite a guest in every single week. We ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is
Rylan Clark. Rylan Clark, wonderful. National Treasure territory, of course.
National Treasure territory, definitely in my heart. Rylan Clark was in the Bake Off tent with me. He was my guardian angel. He was my saving grace. He watched over me, and I still appreciate it to this day. You know, I'm going to feel quite emotional today on this episode. Maybe we'll see the first tears shed on the Off-Menu podcast.
From you?
From me, yeah. We've had people shed some tears before.
Yeah,
Ainsley,
after we stop recording.
After we stop, a lot of people are like, please don't do that, like, can't air.
A lot of people are gutted after they finish recording this.
Please do not upload that. But bad luck, we're going to do it.
Bad luck, we upload it.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
I'll tell you what else I'm very excited about, Ed.
Go on.
Rylan's got a new book coming out called 10, The Decade That Changed My Future. It's coming out hardback 29th of September, 2022. I'm looking forward to it a lot. All about Rylan's life, but like we've never seen him before. You think you know Rylan? Nope, not until you read 10.
Well, looking forward to chatting to Rylan about that book and about his dream meal. Because you think you know Rylan? Not until you've heard his dream meal.
Not until you've heard his dream meal. But if Rylan says the secret ingredient, an ingredient which we deem to be disgusting usually, or that we just can link to the guest somehow, then we will kick him out. And this week, the secret ingredient is
Dolly mixture.
Now look.
Not mixtures, you wouldn't say that.
Oh, really?
What is it?
You call them Dolly mixture?
Yeah, because you wouldn't have mixtures, would you?
I call them Dolly mixtures. Benito?
Because you would just have one mixture. You can't pluralise mixture, can you?
Oh, I agree with that, like, yeah, wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
But is that a collective?
It's like saying cereals.
So it's called Donny Mixture.
Yeah.
I've been calling it Donny Mixtures my whole life.
Yeah. Well, you're a crazy guy.
Yeah, I guess everyone just lets it slide. They think I'm being deliberately quirky.
Yeah, you've got other problems, man.
Sometimes.
They're going, you've got to let Acast say mixtures because there's other issues we've got to work on here.
Yeah. Wow, I wonder how much other stuff I get away with in life because people just think it's not worth it. Leave him alone. But
it's Dolly's mixture.
Yeah. Fair enough. Dolly Alderton.
Yeah, it's Dolly Alderton's mixture.
Yeah, she wouldn't like Dolly mixtures because she doesn't like desserts.
Nah.
Listen, obviously I don't hate Dolly Mixture or Dolly Mixtures.
No.
I'm not a fan either. I probably wouldn't go for them first in the sweet aisle. But the reason why we've chosen it is that when Rylan and I were in the tent, when we covered this in the Paul Hollywood episode.
In the Bake Off tent.
In the Bake Off tent. Not yeah. just we didn't do outsiders together.
Yeah.
We tried to catch Paul Hollywood in a box. We wanted to trap him in a box. And we used Dolly Mixture as bait. Although on the day I was saying Dolly Mixtures. But, obviously, when I was in that bake-off tent, definitely everyone was letting me say whatever I wanted. Just steer well clear of him. But
let it slide. The guy's on the brink.
Yeah, we're getting enough good footage as it is. We don't need to wind him up without a same Dolly mixture. So that's the food I felt like Ryan and I bonded over. And it would be a shame to then kick him out of the Dream restaurant.
Yeah.
Because of that food again. But, it's what I associate with Ryan. And sometimes we've got to go with what we associate with a guest.
It's going to be interesting, James, to see if he remembers the same things that you remember from your time together in the tent.
Mm. I can tell you that Rylan once interviewed me for his radio show because I was promoting something. And I learned pretty quickly that I hold a lot of fond memories of that.
Yeah.
And I don't think Rylan remembers all of it.
Yeah.
But he did tell me, loads of people have told me you've said very nice things about me and our time in the tent together, James. But in a way that was like,
Yeah.
I'm just nice to everyone, so you're just another person I was nice to. You're just another person.
Weren't you gonna? Didn't you want to use Rylan at the end of your special once?
Yeah. There was a point where because I'd mentioned Rylan, and I was considering, maybe at the end of the special, I could just be at my wit's end and I don't know what to do, and then Rylan could walk on stage and help me, and it'd be good to get him to record something that I can play every night. But then when I actually film it, I'll get Rylan to turn up in the flesh and help me out. And very quickly,
we'll tell Rylan all about that. I can't wait.
Well, no, let's not tell him.
So, without further ado, this is the off-menu menu of Rylan Clark. Welcome, Rylan, to the Dream Restaurant.
I mean, this is a dream of a restaurant.
Look at that. Welcome, Rylan Clark, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
I mean, why is the reservation list so long? I've been waiting to come here for ages.
I know. You've been at the top of our reservation list for a long time.
Well, no one called me, but I've been sitting there starving waiting for this.
Yeah, we're the only restaurant where the reservation list is like, it was the other way around. We make the reservations. We put down who we want to come.
That's a good point, isn't it?
It's properly like one of those places where it's like, it's like the Berghain. You can't ask to go. You've just got to turn up and hope for the best. I've been waiting outside for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No, we've seen you.
Thanks for letting me in.
You were very resourceful out there.
Oh, I've pulled 3 times.
Who else is in the queue out there? Who else is waiting to get into the Dream Restaurant?
Husband number 3, 4, 5, probably.
That'd be good. We just get loads of husbands on.
Yeah, fine. I mean, there's a fucking show.
You like food, Rylan?
I love food, yeah.
You love food? You're
I'm a weird one with food, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm like a moody food eater.
So like, a moody foodie?
Moody foodie.
This is the first That's moody exactly foodie we've had on.
Well, I'm glad to own that title. I'm a moody foodie. So, one day I'll be like, this is what I want, and this is all I'm going to do. And that will last for a week.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, don't like that no more, I won't eat that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like a weird, weird person.
Is there something that puts you in that direction? Like you see an advert for something and that's what I want? Or is it just you wake up and suddenly...
It just happens.
Yeah.
It just happens. It's like, quick jar of Nutella, quick get me a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's it. Fuck the toast. Just give me a spoon.
What was the last food mood that you had?
Last food mood that I had was... Shall I tell you, one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to me in my life, and this is going to sound very sad,
right?
Yep.
When Deliveroo started delivering to my area last year.
Last year?
Yeah, I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere, so it was Chinese or Indian, that was it, that's all you were getting, no thing. I cried.
Yeah.
I cried. Because obviously I had the Deliveroo app for like other things. Yeah. Obviously other takeaway apps are available. Yeah. But I just got this notification come up saying, we're now in your area.
Yeah.
And I didn't know whether to cry, have a wank. Like, yeah. it was just such a moment.
Both? Did both?
A crank.
A crank.
Yeah, you got to have a crank.
Delivery crank.
It's always nice to have a crank. Yeah. But, yeah, it was, honestly, and I would just order things that I weren't even going to touch. But I was like, I could get Burger King to my house.
Is that what the options are? I mean,
this week we have been really pounding Prezzo.
Yeah.
Mozzarella and Carosa. Spicy tomato calabrese.
Great.
Yeah, but I'm rinsing it. But then I'll have it so much that I'm like, nah, I can't eat that ever again.
So Prezzo is the current
Prezzo
food mood.
I'm in a Prezzo mood at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a normal guy.
Yeah.
Normal guy. Keep your caviar. I'm going Prezzo.
Straight to Prez.
Difficult to find caviar on Deliveroo anyway, I find.
Well, I mean, hang about around Kensington, I'm sure someone will deliver it.
Now, when caviar comes up on Deliveroo, that's the day that Ed has a crank.
That's it. It's already got a semi at the moment, just thinking about the caviar Deliveroo.
I'm cranking it.
That's what he's been waiting for his whole life, is caviar on Deliveroo.
I don't know. I'm not that guy.
You are that guy, Ed. You are that guy.
Come on, you've been cranking it.
I could be.
I'll watch it.
Wow, that's good. I love it. Also, I understand the emotional thing about getting... Because, like, especially, like, the pandemic...
Oh, yeah.
All my delivery options were bad.
Really?
And I've, like, moved recently, and they're good delivery options. I felt like having a crank. So, like, I understand that emotion of, like, finally getting Deliveroo in your area.
Yeah.
And actually, especially after the last 2 years, feeling quite emotional that you've got Deliveroo now. I understand.
The most exciting bit is when you log into, like, one of them apps. And like I said, obviously, I went without for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and the two options were Chinese, Indian. And then when you start seeing new boxes come up, like Thai, dessert, breakfast, well, that's the one for me. Oh, my God. I swear to God, a hash brown delivered, put it down my throat.
Is that an option on the app?
Depends what driver it is.
Yeah. Put it on the
getting notes. Breakfast on Deliveroo is really... That's really... when you cross that line, there's no going back.
But sure. Babe, like, knock the kitchen down.
Yeah.
There's no need for it no more.
Yeah.
Literally, put the sweaters in the oven. Like, we are done. We are done. I will use it as wardrobe space now.
Great.
It's really not an issue. When you can get a breakfast, when you can get a dirty sausage delivered to your house in one of those styrofoam boxes that's greasy and a little bit wet from the steam and condensation, you know you're doing all right.
Yeah, that is for you know you're doing all right. Ed got me my birthday present 1 year via delivery.
What was it?
Load of ice cream.
Yeah, just loads of ice cream.
Just texted me, happy birthday. Your present is 7 minutes away.
Amazing.
Oh, thank you, Ed.
Well, that's your dream present, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally going to be my new thing I do now.
Doorbell away.
Never thought of that.
Two tubs of ice cream. Actually, no, it was quite a lot of stuff. It was some tubs of ice cream, a Ben and Jerry's Peace Pop.
I love the Peace Pops. So good.
That's a gift.
I was in
I mean, I feel like you can't even buy that for yourself because it's so special.
Yeah.
Like, you need someone to order that for you.
He would buy it for himself.
I know he would.
Yeah. I would, but recently, I was in Scandinavia last week and I was trying to be good while I
doing
was...
Doing a tour.
I was doing a tour, to be fair to me.
Pick up the tour.
I was in a queue at a petrol station there. I was going to buy myself a Diet Coke, wanted to see how it tasted abroad.
Yeah, of course.
And this is your first crazy tour story that I've
heard. Yeah, this is a crazy tour story. Get ready for this. Get ready for this. And this is like the first one I'm rolling out. So imagine this is like the best
this
one.
This is a whole new podcast.
This is the best one I've got. I'm in the queue. I look at the freezer.
Was you doing that with your hands as
well? Yeah, I was doing this with a T-Rex hand.
Just checking. I just want to visualise, you know.
I'm waiting in the queue to get my Diet Coke. And I look down and I see in the freezer, the chest freezer.
Oh, I love a chest.
They've got Ben and Jerry's Peace Pop, but it's salted caramel flavour, which you can't get here.
My God.
And I went into a daze looking at it like I was drawn in like a tractor beam. And I didn't realise that the queue had completely... I was at the front of the queue at this point, but I didn't know that.
My God.
And everyone else... And I was like a...
What'd you do?
I was a couple of feet away from the counter and they started shouting at me in Swedish.
In Swedish.
Yeah. Being like, sir, or whatever. And I had to look up.
What was that?
Sir! Please!
Oh, yeah.
That's what they were shouting at me.
I know him.
Please! We don't... And I had to... And I decided not to buy the piece, but I was like, I can't do it.
That's the end of the story, is it?
Well, actually, no. Later on in the week, I bought it.
Oh my god!
I got it later on in the week, and it was good.
Can I just say you could have really built up the end a bit more there?
Yeah,
like, I went back and bolted.
Sometimes you got to sneak it in.
No,
I was in a different city.
Got in trouble with that.
I saw it in Lund, bought it in Stockholm. That's the full story.
Oh, what a story!
What a journey! And it's not full of cookie dough like the.
Like
the peacepot we have. It's
like the cookie dough one.
Yeah, like the cookie dough one.
It's the
outside is like salted caramel, and then there's like the Ben & Jerry's like vanilla ice cream, and then the actual peace sign is made of chocolate, solid chocolate. And it's smaller as well. Nice little snap on the go.
I checked out in the queue. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And I would watch this travel log.
Yeah, well, this is most of my stories.
James, why don't you do like a series where you just go around petrol stations abroad and see what exotic things you can find?
No one tries to produce it. They just let James do it.
We don't even need to film it. We don't need to film it or record it. You just go do it.
Yeah.
And then just tell us about it on here.
Or not.
Yeah.
Don't even record it. Just do it.
I'll tell you what is exciting in petrol stations abroad, chewing gum.
Yeah.
You get some exciting things in there. Like, second you look down, it says like, Orbit watermelon. You're like, my god, I'm definitely abroad. I'll take that to the beach. My god,
it's just
exciting. I mean, Airwaves is having it off in Europe.
Absolutely. Do you find American gum loses its flavour quicker than any gum anywhere else?
I just had this conversation
in
the car. Genuinely just had this conversation in the car. It does.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Like, you can't go wrong with like a mint.
Yep,
mint type gum.
Sure. Yeah.
But all the flavours and that, like bubble gum ain't what it used to be.
No.
That's really not what it used to be. I'm sorry, and I will say it, and I'll stand by it.
Yeah.
I will stand by it. I remember as a kid, you used to get some bubble gum, bit of hubba bubba.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You used to put three in your mouth, blow bubbles.
Yeah.
I tasted that 3 days later. Yeah.
How did you, Ed, keep a straight face then when Ryland looked dead at you and went hubba bubba like that? And he deliberately...
Oh, you shouldn't talk about hubba bubba in any other way. Hubba Bubba's a serious thing.
It was dead at you. Eye contact. Hubba Bubba. And let it out like that.
Because honestly, when I was locked in to the eye contact, it honestly feels like the most serious thing in the world.
Yeah, it was serious
as a kid. I mean, you had all the hits with Hubba Bubba.
Yeah.
You had your apples. You had your blueberry, your raspberry. You had your cola at one point.
Oh, yeah.
That was a moment.
That was good.
I loved bubble gum as a kid, but I didn't really get it a lot because it used to make me fart.
Oh, you had to bring the tone down.
Bubblegum really makes me fart.
You can't talk about things like that.
Well, welcome. So this is the thing. I have nice little whimsical stories about seeing stuff abroad in petrol stations. Ed, straight in with the guff story.
Yeah.
But it's the longest fart I've ever done.
You know why, though?
Do you know what's sad about this? I've heard this story before.
Oh, my God.
I've heard this before.
We got to that point in the podcast, he's reusing.
I think he's talking this off air.
I'm sorry. If it was in a petrol station, it'd be a better story, would it?
It'd be pretty cool.
I'm going to call it out, though. Shittest bubblegum ever. Bottom of a screwball ice cream. Bullshit.
I don't even want it.
Don't want it. That's not a bubble gum.
Apart from the first time I had it, because the first time I had it, I didn't know that's what... I thought the ice cream looked nice. I didn't know there's bubble gum at the bottom. So, like, that was very exciting for me.
Yeah, but then you eat into it and it tastes like chalk.
Yeah, it's
not good bubble gum.
It's bad.
Take it back.
There's a reason it's hiding.
Yeah. Bottom of an ice cream. Ryan, you have a book out called 10, and we're very excited about it.
Oh, well, at least someone is.
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, Ryland, come on. We're going to do some PR now.
Can't we just have a nice time?
Yeah,
instead?
We can do after we've done that.
We can do. Yeah, absolutely.
Is this a contract thing?
Yeah.
This is a memoir.
Yes and no, really. Like, I did my first book about, I can't even remember, it was like 2016. That was very like autobiography.
Yeah.
And I found it not easy, but easier than this one because it was like, oh, I was born then and then this happened and then all of a sudden this all happened. And that was it. Number one somehow, don't know.
Yeah.
But then this one, it's 10 years literally this week that I went on X Factor.
Oh, wow.
And we decided to do the book. And this one, it's more about lessons I've learned along the way.
Mm.
And the book started out as one thing and is merged into another because obviously I had a bit of a shit year last year. But yeah, it's more like looking back at what fame was then, what it meant to me then, what it means now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people would be quite shocked because I'm a little bit like, can't I just like sit indoors? And it's all about lessons. And do you know what? Like, I've got people in there as well. Everyone who says, what's your favourite part about it? The bit I didn't write, which is the bits about, I got like my friends in the industry and my family to write letters themselves for the book, like a lesson we've learnt together. And yeah, so it was exciting for me because I'd never read them bits of the book.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was really, really nice. Got Claire from Steps in there. So what more do you want to read?
Sold.
Thank you.
So there's very few people, actually. You're quite a rarity. Who managed to go on like a show like X Factor and have a career that sustains this long, and you get to do so many things, and people wouldn't even like when you said X Factor, they was like, oh yeah, Ryland was on X because they people associate you with that anymore.
That's actually like the biggest compliment people say that.
What advice would you give people going on those shows who want to have a sustainable career afterwards? Because like you know, you were one of the first to make that properly happen, a long standing career, and I don't think a lot of people know when they go on those shows.
No.
What it takes to make it last a bit longer than that.
Sleep about.
Yeah. Simple as.
That's it. No, I'm joking.
It's a short book.
Am I? No, literally, I think everyone always asks me that question and I'm like, I don't know the answer because if I did, I'd open up some like type of agency and just pump them out. But genuinely, the one thing I put it down to is I never changed. I know my face did, but... just be nice to people on the way up. Like, I remember for like the first couple of months after X Factor, I don't even remember what I said when I left X Factor. Like, when it's like, give it up for Ryland, what do you want to say? I don't know what I said, but apparently I thanked the runners. And if no one knows what a runner is, the runners are like people that run about, get the teas, coffees, basically the dog's bodies. Yeah. They get treated like shit a lot of the time in TV and stuff like that. And apparently I said, you know, I want to thank everyone for everything. I want to thank all the runners. And I didn't realise that. I tell you what, every show I did for the first few months after that, I'd be getting my coffee first. Because people were like, no one thanks the runners, rah, 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 rah. But now all the runners back then are the producers of today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's like the people that I treated well in the beginning are now the people making bigger decisions. And I think, we work in this industry. We know what's real and what's fake. We know who's real and who's fake. We know who's a TV personality and then off air they're an arsehole. And I'd like to think I'm not one of them. And I think that's what it is. I don't care if you're my runner or my exec producer. I'll treat you both exactly the same. My manager now was my runner at Big Brother.
Oh, really?
So when Big Brother finished, over the years, like we got on so well, like in my early years at Big Brother, because he loved the show as much as I did. And on my show at Big Brother, Big Brother's a bit on the side, in our office, there was about 48 of us. And we were just left to do what we wanted to do. But there was no hierarchy. So like my exec producer, my runner, it didn't matter. We all had ideas. We'd all throw them in and we'd all make the show. And as the years went on, he sort of moved up from like my runner to like an associate producer or a researcher, things like that. And then when Big Brother finished, I was like, come and join my management team. And that's what he did. So now he is basically, my runner is in charge of my career.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's what I think the secret is. Just be nice to people.
Beautiful.
Don't be an arsehole.
Love it.
And then fuck around.
We always start with still or sparkling water.
Moody foodie.
Yeah.
Right at this moment, I'd go for the spark.
Oh, yeah?
Sometimes I like a still.
What would dictate that?
What I'm doing afterwards.
Right.
So, like... if it's a date, sparkling, because it's just a bit more exotic.
Okay.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, we'll have the sparkling. Do you know what I mean? When really you're like, oh, what am I like? You know, it's a bit exotic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, still water, like, we're all alive. But yeah. I don't know. It's like, if you're like with people or like a work meeting, it's like, oh, you're sparkling, please. And you say it like that as well.
If you're on a date and they ordered still water, would you be like, oh?
I'd be like, great.
Oh, no, so you'd be happy with
that? I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't really get to date, so I'd just be happy to have the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You offer it then?
Yeah, sure, let's go out.
We've had dinner before, me and
you. We've had dinner on TV.
On telly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have to split the bill? Is that show?
Well, you ended up paying, didn't
I had
you?
To pay. Yeah. It was, I'll get this.
I felt bad for him. After the show, I was like, do you want some money?
Because you do actually have to pay.
Because when we were on this show, and long story short, there's like six of us. We all put our credit cards in the middle. It's not swinging, sadly. And you play these games, and if you win a game, you get to take your credit card back, so you're not paying. Well, I won like the third game, I think. And so the second I took my credit card back, I stopped ordering anything because I felt bad. Anton Zubek and Valders, they were fucking ordering the champagne.
They didn't care.
That's a nightmare lineup.
Yeah.
You've got to be on with...
Zubek and Valders, you're out of here.
If you're with Tony Beak and Valders, you're absolutely...
Tony Beak loves the old Vino Rosso. I'll tell you what, and he goes for the deer bottle.
He was a cheeky boy, Tony
Beak. He was a cheeky Beaky.
Valders was on one as well.
Weren't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
Since that night, me and her always talking.
Oh, well, I mean, you were talking a lot that night as well.
I was pissed.
I think I had to pay Like 600 quid or something.
No, it was more than that.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're paying for Tony Biggs Vino.
That was just Tony Biggs Vino.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, and look at him now, Strictly Judge, living his best life.
Right. Yeah,
he's never offered to pay me back.
Poppadoms or bread? Poppadoms or bread, Ryland Clark? Poppadoms or bread?
Poppadoms. Poppadoms.
Now, is this a moody foodie thing, or is it always poppadoms?
I mean, I think you can always enjoy a poppadom, whether you're a little bit full. Sometimes you look at bread and think, oh, I can't. I just can't do it to myself. Sure. I mean, the problem is with the bread. I think a lot of people were scarred by bread.
Yeah.
Because it's normally the first thing that comes out. And sometimes you're quite hungry.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you've had a fucking loaf.
Yeah.
And you can say goodbye to your pastorella, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
My favourite dish.
Don't
give it away.
How are we spelling that?
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's certain restaurants you go to, the bread is handsome.
Yeah.
Like handsome bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. You know, but I've never heard it described like that.
Right? Handsome bread. Oh, yeah. Handsome.
I have a friend in Kettering used to call all food handsome.
Really?
Yeah. So you say, oh, that is handsome.
I've got an ex from Kettering.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's probably him.
What? His name's I don't know anyone called from Kettering. I do. I played rugby with someone called.
He used to play rugby years ago.
Did he?
Yeah. He was like my Ibiza boyfriend, yeah.
I really hope it's the same that I knew.
There can't be that many in Kettering.
If you're still in touch, ask him if he used to play rugby.
I mean, I'm sure I've still got his number.
Yeah. Did you used to play rugby with James Acaster until James quit when he was 30?
I mean, what a life he's had if it is him. He used to play rugby with you, was sleeping with me in Ibiza.
Yeah.
What a lovely time.
That is a lovely time.
He's not an eclectic. Maybe he should write a book.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all going to get cut out as well.
He'll put this all in, probably.
Yeah, cut the name out.
Well.
No, there we go.
Oh, not the same.
Do you remember
his surname? Nah, yeah, it's not the same guy.
Shame.
Rugby.
Rugby, yeah.
that's what mine was called.
Literally. It's always saved in a phone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rugby. So Holly this morning. What's the name? Literally, everyone does that, don't they?
Yeah.
With their phones.
Yeah. Holly this morning.
Who could that be? I won't put your real name, don't worry.
If it gets anyone gets into the phone.
Yeah, literally. I'm always like, don't save me as Brylan. I'm like, all right, what should I save you as? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Just don't save me as Brylan. In case your phone gets nicked. I don't even have a picture on WhatsApp.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm frightened. You know, sometimes everyone always ends up getting a number somehow.
Yeah.
And you know, I would always check a number. By saving it as don't know. If I go through my phone, there's don't know, don't answer, not sure, question mark. There's like a list of them.
Yeah.
And then I save that number, go on WhatsApp and look at the picture, and I'm like, oh, it's Ruth Langsford. Like, do you know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
She's got a new phone.
Yeah.
But that's what I normally do. And sometimes you like don't know who they are, but you like the photo. You're like, who could it be? Is it a stalker fan? Is he tall?
that's the immediate question following. Is he a stalker?
Yeah.
Is he tall?
But in a roundabout way, yeah, poppadom.
Poppadoms. You want all the dips?
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you know what I like? I always say alioli, and I know it's not alioli. It's aioli, isn't it?
Yeah.
But is that a poppadom dip?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I'm talking about bread. Yeah.
But if you want...
Classic
mate
talking about bread.
If you want aioli with the poppadom...
Yeah, why not?
It's your dream restaurant.
I like a mint marie...
Yeah.
I love a mango chutney. Mm. But I don't like a chunky mango chutney.
No.
I don't like a chunky chutney.
Yeah.
God, we've got a lot of sound bites.
We've
got Hubba Bubba movie foodie, chunky chutney. we've got all of here.
Moody foodie, chunky chutney.
Hubba Bubba.
Just Hubba Bubba, which is a brand.
Just Hubba Bubba, really
the way
serious.
You say it is funny.
If I don't fucking get some, send some after this, I'll
I think
be
you get far too much Hubba Bubba.
But I don't like chunky chutney. Yeah. I don't like mango. But I like mango chutney.
You don't want to be reminded that there's
mango
there's
in
actual
it.
Mango yeah. in
no,
there.
No, I don't want this to be fruit. I want it to be dirty.
Yeah. I want mango chutney to be smooth.
I like a smooth mango chutney.
Yeah. It's like with
more
marmalade.
Chutney than poppadom. Do you know what I mean? Like dip it.
Yeah.
Fucking dip it.
Yeah.
I'm in that moody today.
Yeah.
Fucking dip it
moody. Yeah.
So you would like. On a standard shard of poppadom, are you putting just mango chutney on there?
I don't actually dip. That's the lower. I pour.
You pour. So you're pouring chutney.
I pick up that little tub and I just pour it over the top. Yeah. And I'm like, get a bit of the onion salad on top.
Oh. And then raita on top as well?
No, don't mix. What's wrong with you?
Sorry. We've had mixers in before.
We've had mixers in before.
Well, they can all go to hell.
Go to hell.
Don't
forever
mix
burn forever
a
in hell.
Creamy, minty thing with a thick sort of mango-y sauce What's wrong with you, you crazy people?
Imagine if when you die, you just go, hell's real. That would be amazing.
Yeah, fine with
it. I'd be mad.
Be hilarious. If I die and then I wake up and I'm in hell, I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, where am I?
This is, can't believe this is real.
It won't be like everyone says it is, though, will it?
I don't know. Who can we ask?
Well, we can't. That's the problem.
Yeah, surely the problem. There's someone like Psychic Sally or...
yeah, she'd know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, she will know what...
She will know.
She'll find out soon enough.
She saw this coming.
Yeah, yeah. If I was a psychic, that'd be the first question I'd ask one of the... Are you in hell?
And what's it like?
Are you in hell and what's it like?
I remember I went to see a psychic at the end of South End Pier years ago, and then it burnt down.
Oh.
But her wagon went with it. Mm. So she fucking didn't see that one coming, did she? You would have moved the wagon.
Immediately.
Poor woman. I don't think she was in it, but I've never seen her since.
Yeah, so who knows?
May she rest if she was.
May she rest.
I think hell will be personal for all of us. So you'll get there. There'll be a big bowl of chutney and you'll be like, I must be in heaven.
Mm. And then you tonk in.
And then you pick it up and it's just chunk after chunk.
Actual full mango, whole mango.
You dip it in and it just turns into full unpeeled mango.
Listen, I'm not going to lie, I think a worse place is to end up. But
than hell?
No, than like...
Than chunky chutney hell.
If hell is just a massive fat of mango chutney with mangoes in, I mean, I'll take it for my wrongdoing.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's when you know, you go, oh, I'm glad I was nice to all those runners. Otherwise,
this is what I'm saying. I think I'll be somewhere in the middle. Hey, diddle, diddle at the moment.
There's hell, heaven, and hey, diddle, diddle.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's lovely in there. Got some lovely mood lighting.
Yeah.
That's the middle.
Hey, diddle, diddle.
Does no one else say that? Or is it... Am I that...
I've not ever heard anyone... refer to the middle as hey diddle
straight
diddle,
down the middle like, hey, diddle, diddle.
Certainly not within a sort of like religious context
way.
Yeah, purgatory. Yeah. Instead of calling it purgatory.
I love it how you're both frightened to say purgatory. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I was trying not to because I just enjoy saying hey diddle diddle.
Hey diddle diddle. I think that's where you go first. I think you go to hey diddle diddle. And
so that's the twist at the end of Lost. If anyone's ever seen Lost, we were in hey diddle diddle all along.
Oh no,
we were in hey diddle diddle.
Yeah, I think you go there. And it's like, right, this is what you've done. Like, right. And they go, what do you think? I think, well, I've been all right.
What do you think?
We've had a chat. It's basically like judges' houses.
Yeah.
So they sit there and go, they really like string you along. Yeah. It's like, you know, I just think it's such a big risk. And you're like, yeah, oh. And then the music comes in and it's like, no, hell.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Bam.
And then like, trapdoor.
Like Joel Dommett's Dayton show.
Literally. Gone.
Heaven and hell, which judge's house is heaven and which judge's house is hell?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. I mean, love Louis, but you always end up in Ireland, and I love Ireland. But you know, and you think, fucking hell, they're all in the Dominican. Yeah. What's going on? Do you know what I mean? And I always feel for the people that didn't get through on X Factor.
Yeah.
Because I was that person. We went to Dubai. I was with Nicole and we were in this like, beautiful, it was like a 6-star hotel. We were in Royal Residences. It was beautiful. Got Neo there having life like on his boat. And we were like, oh, you're right, Nee. it was just lovely. And that year as well, the Overs ended up in Dublin with with Gary Barlow. Barlow took them to Dublin. And we're sitting there going, oh, my God. Like, Cheryl flies in on helicopter. It's like, yeah, we got the boat. Like, do you know what I mean? And I thought, how sad if you didn't get through.
Why is Barlow annoying. Taking him to Dublin?
Going it, yeah. Especially like
actually,
when you like
no,
Gary.
I don't think Gary was in Dublin. I think he was in Oxford.
Oxford?
What? Yeah, I'm sure he was that year. Yeah. But yeah, it's like I always feel sorry for the people that, like Louis used to always be Dublin. And weirdly enough, Louis, my year was Vegas.
Wow, Louis Vegas.
Yeah, Lou Vegas.
Your dream starter.
Oh, see, this is moody foodie. But I love anything deep fried cheese in breadcrumb with a dirty, spicy tomato sauce.
That surely can't be a moody foodie thing, though. You must love that all the time, right?
I normally go for like a cheesy thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Throw me your camembert. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw me your deep fried mozzarella. I will put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You want like anything that's cheesy and melty and breadcrumb, stick it in me.
Yeah, so good.
Are we heading to Prezzo here?
I mean, yeah, like mozzarella and carosa.
Yeah.
Which here I believe go. Is Italian for mozzarella and breadcrumb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could be lying. But
it's like magic.
I only know dirty Italian.
It's especially when it's like mozzarella or even like jalapeno poppers, that sort of stuff. Where you bite in and it's liquid inside.
However, I do find your jalapeno poppers, not the fan of cream cheese deep fried.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. If the jalapeno was in like a applewood smoked cheese.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I know this is a podcast, but I just made a wanking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hand. Yeah, I mean, I do like a jalapeno popper. I'll eat it. Don't put it. Like, listen, there's not a lot I wouldn't put in my mouth. But yeah, cream cheese, deep fried. Mm-hmm. I think we can do better.
I think that's a good point. I've never really thought about that. But I like the poppers.
Yeah, I think we've
rested on our laurels with that one. And we thought, oh, that's done. We don't need to upgrade
the
poppers.
I think we can. Yeah. I'll tell you what's nice, chili cheese bites.
Yeah?
You get a nice little chili cheese bite. Now, that's a nice little cheese.
Where from?
Burger King.
Burger King.
They're just dirty. They're dirty. They're a bit soggy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thick batter, and I like a batter.
Yeah.
Give me a bit of batter. What, with cheese inside? You're right. I'll take it.
So are we, like, pinning down a certain cheese that you want deep fried here?
I'm going to pump for mozzarella.
Yeah. I think it's the best one because
it's chewy.
It holds
stringy
together, but then also you get the stringiness.
Oh my God.
You get the meltiness.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I'd take the little burn on the lip for it as well.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And there's not a lot I'd take a burn on the lip for.
Yeah.
That and fillers. But dirty, hot, breaded cheese.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Cream cheese is actually the worst when it comes to heat
as
well.
It's a bastard.
You bite into that, it's spraying in
because
there.
Because you think it's not, because it's cream cheese.
Yeah.
You're like, it's all right.
Yeah.
That ain't going to be hot. Because you just think cold. Or you just think normal.
Yeah.
No.
Room temp.
That's a little sly bastard.
Piping hot. And it goes everywhere.
Sly bastard.
Yeah. Real sly bastard.
Proper sly.
Yeah. Like lava.
Oh, my God. Worse.
Yeah.
I'll have a bit of Lanzarote over that. I mean, man.
So you want deep fried mozzarella with some dirty tomato dip.
Like a spicy, dirty.
No,
like, not like tomato sauce colour.
Mm.
Not red. It's got to be like a maroon.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A Crystal Burgundy. That's what I'm going to say.
What?
It's got to be really like dark red. It's got to be
Lady in Red.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah. You can even singing Lady in Red every time you dip.
Do you not?
Yeah, James.
Yeah.
Crazy questioning on this show.
True.
Obviously. You dip, you sing Lady in Red.
Yeah. Every time you dip, you sing Lady in Red.
Yeah.
Not like that, though.
Everyone did that.
No.
If you don't, you're a weird.
Okay. Well, how's hard end up in on X Factor singing like that?
Yeah.
Judges
Lady
houses.
Lady in Red.
Listen, I made a career out of it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I want to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, Answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your dream main course now.
You've caught me in a mood, didn't you? You've caught me in a mood today.
More deep fried cheese?
It's going to be deep fried cheese. No, none of this goes. And I'm under the guise, I don't have to have this all in one go. Pie mash.
Pie and mash.
Oh. No, proper pie mash, though. Yeah. Don't fuck your gravy off and all that shit. Like, look, I'm a big fan of up north. Love it. East End pie mash. You have three pies. I don't really love the mash. I'm just there for the pie.
Yeah. Well, this is your, but this is your dream meal.
Fine,
so if you
fuck
don't...
it, fuck the mash off.
Three
I'm
pies.
I'm have four pies.
Yeah.
Upside down.
Yep.
So I can cut into them. Liquor over the top. Vinegar. I like cutting the bottoms off upside down. Yeah. Eating the inside and then saving the tops for the end.
Oh wow.
Oh, this is it. This is what we like. A proper technique. A proper technique.
There's a lovely one round here as well.
Is
there? Yeah.
Four pies.
Yeah.
And what's in, are they all the same sort of pie? What's in them?
What's in them?
Just like mints.
But I don't know. Is
what
that
you don't know?
Is that a stand? But is that the standard pie?
You don't know.
There's loads of different types of pie.
You don't get variation. It's pie mash. There's one pie.
Right.
That's why it does well. Like, all right, let me talk in your echelons. It's like entrecote. You go there, and it's just steak and chips. It's the same with pie mash.
Okay.
It's just one pie and mash. You can get an eel, but we don't talk about that.
No.
Oh, they're handsome.
Ever cut the bottom off an eel and eat from the, and then save the top till last?
I don't touch eels.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Eels. Up inside ya.
I like this technique of cutting the bottom off.
Turn them upside down.
Flipping them.
Right.
Flip them all over.
I mean, you don't have to turn them upside down. You could do it the right way up, but it's a lot more difficult to cut the top off.
Yeah.
So just turn them upside down. I open up the bottom as like a flap.
Yeah.
And I flap that open.
Yeah.
I'll eat the inside. And I do that with all of them.
Are you eating any pastry at this point?
Only the bottom.
Yeah.
Which is a lot more soggy.
Yeah.
But there's just something about it. I don't know what it is. I mean, every time you have pie mash as well, you think, oh, it's people, Sweeney Todd. Yeah. But... So that puts you off for like 2 seconds and then you're fine.
Every time you have pie and mash, you think
every time,
it's
people. Kid.
Yeah. I think that's not, you phrased it there like it's a universal observation.
Yeah.
You know, every time.
Is it not?
Well, you said you said like every time you have pie and mash, you think it's people.
Yeah.
But I think that's, you think that.
Every time you have pie and mash, you think, oh, slit neck, barbershop, back down the thing, boom, straight in the pie shop.
Yeah. What's the lady called who puts them in the pies?
I don't know her.
Yeah. Helena Bonham Carter's character in the film.
Yeah, I don't know her.
You don't know her.
I don't know her.
Oh,
Benito.
Yeah.
Mrs. Lovett.
Mrs. Lovett. He'll let himself out.
And no, come
it.
In, babe. Have your moment. It's Martine McCutcheon. This is your moment.
Now,
have you had Martine on?
No, not had Martine on.
She's a riot.
I'm intrigued. You got these four pies, and they're all the same filling. We all know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not talking chip shop pie.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not talking pucker pies.
It's not pucker.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Surely after pie two, you're bored of the filling.
Violin, what do you say to that?
I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
We've never had a walk out.
I've never walked out of anything. But no, you can't. There's a special thing about pie mash shop pies that just leave you wanting that little bit more. Mm-hmm. Now, my mum, God bless her, she's not dead. Just saying.
Yeah.
She normally goes for two.
Right.
Other day, she rang me and she went, I've been cemetery. She's always eating when she rings me, so I have to do that. I've been cemetery, put flowers on nannies. I've got pie mash. I've let myself in your ashes in the microwave. And now I know I know she got herself free pies.
Yeah.
Because she ate it at my house.
Yeah.
Because I found the little trays in the bin when I went to empty the bin.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, Linda don't eat loads.
Yeah.
She does. Cause
yeah, she's always eating. Always eating like
she, even she had free pies that day.
Wow. Wow. Good job, Linda.
But now, cemetery. Little trick, you can buy them from the pie mash shop frozen before they've cooked them. So they're pre-cooked and frozen. Just keep them in the freezer.
Lovely. Do you think that it was going to the cemetery that made her hungry for an extra pie?
Every time she goes to the cemetery, she always gets pie mash.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time she goes in there, she gets recognised because people know her from things that I've done with her. She's like, as you know I am. She don't get it.
Does she not know when she does Gogglebox that they're filming?
She doesn't understand. She don't. She don't understand. She's a very much a creature of habit, though. See, every time she goes to the cemetery, she'll get pie mash. And every time she goes to Marx's, she gets a family-sized trifle and eats that.
The cow in the Taskmaster house is named after your mum?
She is, yeah. Linda
still,
the cow.
Still yeah, referred
yeah.
to as Linda.
Yeah, yeah. Still referred to as Linda. Yeah, she still lives there. I did say, it was that episode that I did the New Year special. I was like, has the cow got a name? And Alex is like, no. I was like, we'll call it Linda. He was like, isn't your mum's name Linda? I was like, yep. I didn't realise it would stick. She fucking hates me. But oh well. Yeah, listen, Linda, you're doing well for yourself.
They don't forget stuff on Taskmaster.
No, they really
they'll
don't.
They'll keep it in forever.
They don't. Yeah, so. They don't.
Yeah. I think this sounds great. The four pies.
I'd imagine there's quite a lot of precision the way you
Oh yeah, no, because
yeah,
once
like,
you're
like
finished.
Surgery.
Yeah, because you don't eat the tops yet.
Mm.
You save the tops for the end.
Yeah.
So it is. It's like a game of operation.
Yeah.
So you have to move one there. It's almost like, do you remember you used to get them little toys as a kid where you move the blocks to uh-huh. make the picture?
Yeah.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah, yeah, I liked those.
Just at the end, the picture isn't a picture, it's pastry and you eat it.
It's a load of pastry.
But similar.
Yeah,
it's yeah, the yeah, same. It's similar, yeah.
But you've got to have liquor.
What is
right,
liquor?
Well, again, like the meat is people sometimes yeah. fault.
Oh, no.
I don't like thinking about liquor because it's like parsley
mm. uh-huh.
in like a sauce.
Mm.
So it's that green.
Yeah.
But people say it's eel juice.
Eel juice.
Juice with eels. Now, I don't eat fish because I'm frightened of it.
Okay.
I don't trust them.
You don't trust fish?
Yeah.
Mm.
I once fell on the fish counter at Sainsbury's as a kid and it was...
What?
Yeah.
You fell on it?
Well, I was pushed. It's not a police matter, so I can talk about it.
What
my brother pushed me
yeah?
on the fresh fish counter at Sainsbury's Whitechapel as a kid.
You fell on the fish?
I fell on a hake. Have you seen a hake? Have you seen a hake? It's got worse fucking teeth than me. I swear to God, it's the most ugly bastard you will ever see.
Yeah.
And I was face to face with hake.
Yeah.
And since then, I was like, bullshit to that. Don't trust any of them.
Yeah, that's scarred you for life.
Eyes open, looking yeah. at me, judging. Probably yeah. homophobic.
Yeah.
You fell on a homophobic
cake. Homophobic
yeah.
Hate crime.
Hate crime.
Oh, great.
Babe, that's why you're doing this job.
There not bad, go. Is it?
Honest to God. Yeah. Right, 2022. But yeah, fell on a hake. No, I ain't got time for it. But apparently,
yeah.
there's eel juice in it. But I don't think they're all like that. I think like it might just be something else. But I don't want to know.
No.
No.
We won't find out.
Load of vinegar as well.
Yeah.
Got to have a load of vinegar on it or it's not worth it. And you can't have black pepper. You've got to have white pepper.
Okay.
Don't know why.
Yeah.
But it's like, no. Like you're frowned upon.
Right, okay.
If it's black pepper.
So the liquor is what's making sure when you leave the tops, because I was thinking, you're
moist.
Leaving the tops, there's
oh, that's moist. Yeah,
moisture, so the liquor
oh, no,
goes
it's moist.
Over, yeah.
It's moist. Oh, and it's just, especially the edges.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like layer after layer of dirty, burnt. Pastry. They're always a bit burnt.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what makes it.
Yeah, yeah. You want a bit of.
You know, like a pastel de nata.
Yeah.
You want them a little bit burnt on top.
Yeah.
Love them.
Same with a pie from Pie Mash.
Man, I went to Lisbon earlier this year.
Good for you.
And found the best place that did those.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to that place.
When they're in the bell?
Yeah.
When it's all
made there. Like, it's like the one to go to with all the tiles.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Loved it.
Fucking stunning. They're about a penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when they got a new batch, they ring the bell.
Oh,
and
bell everyone, rings.
You can look out, and the whole square is just completely empty.
Yeah. Yeah.
They ring the bell, whoo, everywhere. Yeah.
Everyone's mouths are bleeding because they're boiling up.
See Ryland sat there with four lined up. He's cut the bottoms off.
Yeah, just eating the inside over, out. Save the base for later.
Go for the custody tops.
Yeah.
Cover them in
eel
juice.
Pastel de nata?
No.
Oh, fucking hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mind you, I shouldn't talk to you about baking.
I'm glad it's come up.
Joe, do you know what? we've lasted a while. We've got this far at least.
I honestly just wanted to hold you that whole time.
You did.
You were on Celebrity Bake Off.
You know, it's no secret. I've said on stage.
I've heard you spreading word about me.
you're the one who carried me through it.
I literally just wanted to. At one point, I was like. I'm sure I even said to you, do you want to come home with me tonight and just make a bit dinner? Yeah. Just gub it.
Like, yeah, he needed it.
You were literally like at the end of giving any fuck whatsoever.
Yeah, it was.
But you were brilliant.
We had a laugh on the last day. That was the thing. We had a laugh on the last day.
See, we had a laugh every day, but you had a laugh. Yeah, on the last day.
Everyone else had such a laugh.
It's such a fun show to film.
That's how we met.
Yeah, that's how we met on that show. I've often wondered this because obviously Michelle Keegan won.
Yes.
Where do you think? Because they don't say where else everyone else comes.
I've got a gripe about it.
Yeah.
And for anyone that can't see me, which is everyone, my hands are now in the air.
Yeah.
And that's when you know I've got a gripe.
You got a proper gripe about it.
It's gripey yeah. McGripes. Do you remember we had to make the cream horns?
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember the cream horns. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Right. We had like hour and a half or something. To make some cream horns.
That was the technical, right?
It was the blind technical as well. Yeah.
If hell is personal, that's what's happening when I'm in hell.
Yeah.
I'm arriving there and there's some vague instructions on the table of how to make cream horns. Right. I've got to do them.
With all that looks like medical anal devices to wrap this pastry round.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, right, I know what a cream horn is.
Yeah.
Do I really know how to make it? Right, okay, well, these are obviously that... You must put the pastry around the outside and then with that stick. So it is like fucking fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember I put my cream horns in the oven.
Yeah.
And the one thing everyone was worrying about was, do we do it standing up or laying down?
Yeah.
Because obviously, will it slide off? All right. So I put mine in the oven and I'm like, right, 20 minutes to bake. There's half hour left on this challenge. 10 minutes to call and I'll just shove the cream in right at the end. Okay, fine. I'm taking mine out of the oven with 5 minutes to go. Everyone else has not even got their pastry in the oven yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? I'm thinking, well, I fucking won this one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Someone walks in to the tent, says, guys, we can see you're all having a bit of trouble here, so we're going to give you another hour.
What?
I don't even remember this.
I fucking do. So I'm sat there. Now, listen, this is no shade on Bake Off, I understand. And this don't happen in the civilian version. I say civilian because it's built into Big Brother. This don't happen in that version. Obviously, the celebrity one's a bit different. It's not about who wins it, bullshit. Because I'm sitting there. They look nice, my cream horns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My cream horns look lovely, Because I thought I only had 5 minutes left... I thought, I'm going to leave the orange out of the cream. I'm just going to do just a normal, like, I believe it's Chantilly.
Yeah.
Cream.
Yeah.
Filled them all up. I'm done.
Yeah.
People ain't even got their fucking things in the oven. Then they go, we're going to give you all another hour because otherwise there's no point, is there, with this challenge. Then Michelle fucking Keegan wins that gets first. I will. Do you know what? I like the girl. I like Michelle. I like Michelle and Mark. They live up the road. Like, lovely. I get on with them. But in that moment, I'm sitting there going, you bastards, I've sat here. I've made you cream horns in the hour and a half you asked for. They look nice. Granted, there's no fucking orange in it. And no other bastards even got their pastry in the oven with 10 minutes to go. And you come in and give us all an extra hour. Do you know what? I might go down Marx's, go and get a fucking meal deal. What do you want me to do about it? And then Paul and Prue come in. This is nice. Oh, there's no orange in this Chantilly cream. I'm like, I know, because I only had 5 fucking minutes. These are, did anything happen? No. And where do I get? Second joke. Fuck off. Fuck off. And then, to make matters worse, an hour before that, I'm looking for Prue's fucking wedding ring that she'd lost on the floor. So I'm outside. Lovely woman, Pro, saw her at the Platinum Jubilee, Damesy Jacks. But I'm sitting there outside on gravel in the middle of, where were we? Pinewood.
Yeah, yeah, we were outside Pinewood.
On the gravel trying to find this engagement ring or wedding ring for about 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing cream horns, trying to put out fires all over the shop. Everyone else gets fucking extra hour and there I am, get second. Plus I'm helping him with some fucking wiggly worms and stuff like this and some childhood theme park dream or something.
Yes.
And I'm like, you're right, do you want a drink? Do you want a tea? Like, let me help you. Rah, rah, rah. Just trying, do you know what? Being a nice person gets you nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? So going back to your earlier
completely
question.
Completely changed what you said earlier.
Do what you want. All right? Do you know what? It's 10 years now. I'll show you the real me. Fuck them all. Fuck them all. Buy the book. And there's your out.
Your dream side dish.
Do you know what? Probably like macaroni cheese.
Yeah.
And you do get it on sides now.
Yeah.
It was never a side when I was growing up, macaroni cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
No, it's a main.
No,
it was a pasta bake.
There you go.
Yeah.
But now you get it on the side with like, there's this one place that I order it from, again, exciting.
Yeah.
And it's like covered in breadcrumbs.
Mm.
But I'm talking like half a loaf.
Yeah, it's nice.
Macaroni cheese as a side because it's just, it's, oh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want breadcrumbs on it?
Do you know what? Not always. Got to be in the moody food for a breadcrumb. But yeah, I love a macaroni cheese on the side because I feel like I'm having two dinners.
This is great because I'm a cheese boy as well.
Yeah.
Love cheese.
Love it.
And you've got cheese in the starter.
Right.
Cheese in the side.
Yeah.
Oof. What's coming? You know?
No, shut up. Don't even. I'm still getting over all the stuff that I can't remember happened on Bake Off. I can't remember.
Oh, I'm scarred.
Losing her wedding ring. I was in a daze.
I'm looking for a ring. It was found. I even rung my psychic.
I told you this.
She was on the end of a pier.
Myself.
On fire.
I remember she was really stressing out. And I was like, let me ring psychic Alex. And she was like, I can see it. It's in a pocket. And like, we're going, Prue, check your pocket. Like, oh, it's all going
on. In my pocket, probably.
How's psychic Alex saved in your phone?
Psychic Alex?
Yeah.
Psychic Alex.
Of course. I can't remember they gave us an hour and a half extra on the technical.
And I
still did as badly as I did.
Yeah.
I remember.
Still did a deconstructed cream horn.
Yours was so bad.
A lot of the team as well from the show was obviously teams I work with, like on my shows.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I just remember one of the floor managers just looked at me like, and I looked at her as if to say, you fucking taking the piss.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, it's all for a good cause.
I'm all for it, hearing that Michelle Keegan shouldn't have won.
No, I did not say
I've always
that.
Fought
that's
that.
Not my words.
I've always thought that
was your
she shouldn't
inference.
Have won.
Not my words. No, Michelle did really, really well. Actually, everyone did. Russell did well. Tovey.
Yeah,
he was really good.
Not everyone did well.
Huh? No, James did amazing.
No. Yeah.
Genuinely, if it weren't for James, I genuinely think James was the best one in that tent.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to help him with his wiggly worms.
Listen, are we allowed to talk about that? Oh, you're on about bacon. literally, I loved you being there. It was amazing. Even in your... Why the fuck am I here? I can't see out of one eye state. Like,
yeah. It was
like,
bad.
I just got off a plane. I'm like, shh.
Yeah.
Let me hold you.
I don't know what's happening.
And then we're all in like Winnebagos that rocks. I'm like, where am I?
Yeah, in our little Winnebagos. And I was like, just going around in the days. Because Ryland was right next to me.
Yeah.
So that was meant like you default had to help me.
You have Michelle on?
Michelle,
she didn't bring up the extra time, did she?
No, that didn't come up.
She didn't bring it up. She also didn't bring up that she lives down the road from you.
Yeah.
Which prompts the question, does she ever hop over your garden fence and ask for some dinner?
We haven't done that yet, no.
That's what she used to do growing
no,
up.
No, yeah. But when I bought where I built my house, I know Mark was looking at the plot of land I got, but then he's got another one now, and obviously they've built their house, so like we're literally about 5 minutes from each other now.
When the Deliveroo came up as being available in the area, did you shout over the
I fence
first,
think
or did
it's
you
available
did
where
you crank
he is?
It? Oh, really?
Because 5 minutes where I live is about 4 miles,
oh, no.
4 or 5 miles. So because my mum, I built her a house 5 minutes from mine.
Uh-huh.
She can't get it.
Oh no,
she can't get it. But actually,
and
my mum is
still
quite funny.
Always eating on the phone.
Oh yeah, trifle M&S. M&S trifle. AR. She rang me twice last night. If I showed you my phone, you'll see my real name's Ross. She'll be like, Ross, why haven't you answered the phone? If she's just rung me.
Yeah.
Then she'll ring me again. I've got like 3 missed calls. So last night, I then see my phone and think, fuck, she's had a fall. She's been attacked. She's being robbed.
Yeah.
Did I leave them Airwick air fresheners on your kitchen island? I swear to fucking God, look.
Also,
this is what I got last night.
If you got missed calls from her, you know that she's been eating all night because she's phoning you.
I've just got a text from her. So this is last night. Ross, did I leave your air fresheners? Just now, 10:31. Ross, where are you? I'm in your house. Why are you in my house? I'm at work.
Do you want to give her a call?
Should we ring
her? Give her a call, see if she's eating.
Yeah.
She probably is.
Interesting if Linda's eating.
All right, where are you?
Oh, fucking hell, where you been? I thought you'd just been murdered, you know.
What, because I've not answered the phone?
No, I went in, can't see you. Went upstairs to put the plugins in, you know, the things.
air freshener. I'm sorting out the beauty drawers.
Where?
I'm sorting out where all them face masks and everything. That's what's on the floor. Mum, you phoned me once. Yeah, Sam, where are you? And I've just seen it. I'm at work. I'm doing a podcast for the book.
Oh, right. Well, sorry, I didn't know you was going X. I thought only you'd tell me you were X tomorrow. The telly was on. I've left it on because I didn't know where you was.
Yeah, no, I left the telly on. It's fine.
All right.
Go on then. I'll ring you later.
See you now.
All right.
Oh, God. Looked in every cupboard,
why do you think I've been in a fucking cupboard?
In case someone's cut you up or something.
In case someone's cut me up.
Well, I thought, where is he? He ain't told me he's there today.
Sorry, I didn't realise I needed to ring you to tell you I was going to work.
I'm on my way to James, but I thought I'd pop in on the way.
All right. Did you find the air fresheners, by the way?
Yeah, I've got them.
Oh, good.
In the front room because I'm frightened of that velvet, so I put it up in the spare room. You know, the room next to yours, one of them.
Right.
In that bedroom, plugged it in, and the other one had run out behind the puffy at the top floor. See the spider? I ain't touched it.
Yeah, I put the spider under the glass. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, under the glass. Seen that. All right, then. Go on, I'll talk to you later. What time are you on?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know.
Do you know your street door? So when I went in, it sort of double locks itself. Why?
It's automatic, Mum.
Oh, all right. As long as you can get in when you get home, I ain't got to come out.
Mum, I live there. Of course I can get in.
Yeah, I know. But you say to me, don't double lock it. I don't, but I had to turn it a few times to unlock it.
Mum, it's fingerprint. It's fine. Don't worry.
All right. Go on, then. I'm going to Jamie's just to freshen it up, and then I'll be out.
All right, Mum.
Do you need anything picked up?
No, I'm all right.
What are you laughing at?
No, just you. You just make me laugh. Right, I'm going.
Oh, go on, love you.
Ta-ra. Love you, bye.
Oh, I went in the gym. Went in the gym and all.
Right.
I fancied to wear in that ass. Only that property today.
Well, I'm not going to be dead in the gym, am I?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps you've worked out and something's fell on you or something.
Right. All right, I'm ta-ra. Going. Bye. Bye. Now, do you see what I've got put up with?
Oh, it's brilliant.
Everyone thinks, oh, she's hilarious. Throw her up.
She is.
Well, she is.
Yeah, yeah.
She called me.
She didn't even know she was being...
No, she called me, right?
Really funny.
At 10:50, she called me, right? Yeah. At 10:30, she texts me saying, where are you? I'm in your house. Now, this happened not long ago,
yeah.
Right? I'm single now.
Yeah.
And the worst thing I ever did was give my mum a fob for my gates. Genuinely. Because now I've had to put location on my phone to see where she is, right? She will just turn up,
let
herself in, which is fine. She's my mum. You do what you want. You do you. But I said to her very specifically one night, do not come round in the morning. I will not be there.
Yeah.
I'm going training with my trainer at his house. I will not be there. All right. Yeah. No worries. I'm going to Jamie. That's my brother. All right. I had someone at my house that stayed. Mm-hmm. At 8:30 the following morning, I'm in bed and I can hear, Rose! Rose! I've never jumped out of bed so quickly, run down the stairs to scream, what the fuck are you doing here? I thought you were out. Whose car's that? I went, get the fuck out of my house and go home. She's like, all right. And she was gone. This is my life now. This is my life.
She thought that, something had fallen on you at the gym.
That she, I've checked every cupboard in case you were cut up.
Checked all the cupboards.
If you don't answer her within 5 minutes,
dead in the cupboards.
You're dead, apparently. Yeah. That's it. It's all over.
Cut up and dead in the cupboards, or something's fallen on you at the gym.
The spiders are still under the glass, so that's
so. Right. That's the other thing I wanted to check about. So there was a spider.
I got bit on my face the other week. There, it's still there. I've got a little lump. I don't know where it was, and I saw this spider the other day.
Yeah,
and I just threw a glass over it.
Yeah, and just left it there
for now.
Yeah,
but still
for now. Yeah,
but she saw it. And she hasn't touched it.
She won't touch it.
Yeah, she won't.
Like, you know,
saw the spider. My room doesn't look like bombs hit it. I've got like a dressing room. and I was sorting out all my beauty stuff.
I believe
stuff
the
yesterday.
Phrase was, your room looks like it's been fucking ransacked.
Yeah, oh, that was it. Which is why she thought I was dead.
Yeah.
Which is why she thought I was dead.
Fucking hell, every bit of that. I loved
yeah,
it.
Every bit.
Oh, you can't. Like, where are you? Well, I'm clearly not there. I checked the pool in case you'd done yourself in. I'm
surprised you didn't check under the glass.
No, no, with the spider.
I'm an adult man and it's daytime on a Wednesday. So
I'm 33 and it's Wednesday daytime. And my mum is calling me thinking I'm dead in a cupboard. Because I've not spoken to her since last night at about 10 o'clock when she was looking for some air fresheners. That she's now plugged in behind the puffy.
And from what I gather, she's going to someone else's house now.
She's now going to my brother's.
Some other air freshness.
She's now going to my brother's, who I wouldn't normally say this, but by the time this comes out, he won't be, is on holiday.
Yeah.
And she will let herself in there
yeah.
and freshen it up.
Yeah. yeah.
But what she does, we just let her do it now because it's easier to not have the argument to say, stop fucking doing it.
Yeah.
I have a window cleaner, right? The whole yeah. back of my house is glass. I pay them quite a lot of money
yeah.
to clean the inside and outside of them windows so they look nice. She will come in with a cloth and wipe the inside of my windows so when it's sunny, all it is smears. And the reason why she does it is because she used to, may God rest his soul, she used to drive up back to London where we used to live every week to my Uncle Bert's before he died and used to clean his windows because he lived in a block of flats and she used to hang out, fucking hell, she's 70, like, and clean his windows. Bert never would tell her that the windows were fucking smeary, so she thinks she's handy Andy. She thinks, oh no, she cleans her windows are the best windows in Essex now.
Yeah, yeah.
But she don't realise when she's using a cloth, you then need to use a different cloth to buff it all.
Yeah, sure.
So I've got specialist glass cleaner, I've got this, I've got window stuff, I've got this. No, don't work with Linda. So I pay more in that. Yeah, for her to fuck the windows up that have just been cleaned.
Absolutely brilliant.
But that's my mum. So for anyone who thinks that she's not a real person, there you go.
There you go. That is.
Tell her she stops at Marx's as well.
Trifle.
Should I just ring her and just say, you go Marx's?
Your dream drink, Rylan. The dream drink.
Peroni.
Yeah.
Peroni.
Straight in.
I'm quite easy like that. Peroni boy.
Yeah.
Love a bottle of Peroni. Whenever, nice. With whatever, with whoever.
What's your perfect setting, though, for a Peroni, if you think about
perfect
it?
Perfect setting for a Peroni, on a beach.
Mm-hmm.
On a beach somewhere.
Trunks or shorts?
Shorts.
Yeah.
I went to Barcelona on my own. I've never been away on my own quite recently. And I like got all brave and took my top off on the beach. And then I just realised people weren't even wearing anything. I was on a nudist beach.
So it wasn't brave at all?
No. Yeah. In fact, I was a pussy up.
Let's get on to your dream dessert now. Your dream dessert. Obviously, you know, we met in the Bake Off tent.
We did.
Loads of sugar around, loads of desserts. Ed was hinting earlier that he's excited you might choose a cheese board for dessert because you've picked cheese for other things.
Mm. I'm not adverse to a cheese board.
Okay.
Definitely.
And you brought it up, so if Ryan picks it, it's your fault.
Ryan is the only person that I won't flip out at because Ryan saved my life.
Yeah.
So I can't get angry if Ryan chooses a cheese board.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not adverse to a cheese board, but it would never be my first choice.
Right.
Thank you.
I would definitely eat a bit of cheese. Keep your fucking grapes and all that. No.
No.
Just give me the cheese.
Yeah.
I don't want, a grape compote. Fuck off. Put it somewhere else. Not here.
Yeah.
Anything to do with white chocolate, I'm sold.
Lovely.
Again, moody foodie. I've got to be in the mood for a dessert.
Uh-huh.
Let alone what dessert, I've got to be in the mood for a dessert.
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes dessert will be a latte.
Okay.
Sometimes dessert will be a white chocolate cheesecake with melting white chocolate sauce or something.
Yeah.
Anything like that, I will eat. Save the fruit. Don't want your fruit. Yeah. You know, we're not in an orchard.
Okay.
Just give me dough, give me chocolate.
Yeah.
I tell you what's lovely.
Mm.
Them cookies at Domino's. They're handsome. Because they're not really cooked. They're still going.
That's what you want. You want like raw, basically
dirty.
Raw cookie dough.
Raw but hot.
Raw but hot enough to melt the white chocolate, right?
I'm there.
Yeah.
That they're nice.
One of the best mistakes ever made was in Leeds shopping centre. There was a really long queue for something that me and my tour manager thought was a kind of like a froyo stand. So we're like, let's go and get the froyo. Ordered what we thought was froyo and then got given two very hot slabs of cookie dough with some like soft serve on the side. And we were not gutted about that. That was delicious.
I've just come.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah.
But yeah, anything like that,
yeah,
I absolutely love. Don't get me wrong, yeah, I'll eat a profit roll.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a waste
yeah.
of a dessert, I think. I don't mind a selection as well. Oh, you know, like yeah, when yeah. you get like, oh, just like a mini cheesecake, a milfoy. Yeah. Something like that.
You like that?
Milfoy. You know, a thousand layers. Yeah, something like that. Or pastel de nata. I want a big pastel de nata.
Yeah.
Why have we got big ones? Yeah. Yes, the little ones are nice.
Yes.
Make me a big one. Not like a cake.
What, yeah,
like yeah. a serving pastel de nata.
Yeah, like a like big...
cuts, like you can cut slices out.
You
of
turning it upside yeah. down?
No, not a pastel. Not a pastel.
It is good to
I don't like upside down food unless it's only the pie. I should clarify that.
That's yeah. the only upside down food you like.
What yeah. about a pineapple upside down cake?
Vile. Made one on MasterChef for like these people that was really fucking crazy.
You did very well on MasterChef.
I did do well, thank you. But, oh, it was bizarre. We went to this place where people think they're Victorians and they're all dressed up.
What? The past?
Literally,
you went to the past?
I went to the past in Birmingham.
And made a pineapple upside down cake.
Right, let me just explain. So yeah, we get yeah. given this challenge where it's like, you're going to this place. And we're like, right, what is it? Next thing you know, we're on some like rickety open top bus and there's people going, oh, hell do. And they're all like dressed as Victorians. But we're like, oh, right, it's like a place, fine.
Yeah.
But then like they're place. Really playing along, like they believed it.
Yeah.
A
yeah.
bit too much for my liking. So it was like you had to make dinner for these people in teams from the past. So like I think Kimberly was on my team or someone else, Sheree Murphy, someone like that, and they made like a pineapple upside down cake. Not for me. Uh-huh. So what is your typical Victorian thing that I could make for a main that was vegetarian because I was on that bit? I made large ravioli.
Uh-huh.
How? I mean, you mimed how large they were.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking 15, 20 centimetres by 20 centimetres.
That's a big old ravioli.
And it's like,
yeah.
it's like one ravioli with yeah. like a, I think I did like a spinach and ricotta filling mm-hmm. or something like uh-huh. that. Well, I got told, as I'd made it, because obviously John and Greg don't say anything, then they watch you and then they decide to yeah. say things. He was like, pasta wasn't invented then. And I'm like, well, it fucking is now. Sorry, I weren't about. So then I take over my big tray of ravioli yeah. and people are like, well, I have the vegetarian ravioli. What is it? And I'm like, yeah. spinach and ricotta. And they're like, no, what is this creation? And you know when you're like... You know, I mean, like, babe, you literally had a McDonald's breakfast on the way here. Stop playing the fucking game and eat the ravioli. So, yeah.
They did your head in.
My God, yeah. it just worried me a bit.
Did they like the pineapple upside down cake?
They were all over it, like yeah. fucking flies around shit.
Yeah.
It's mad that they had pineapples before pasta.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy. So you wouldn't take a pineapple upside down cake and eat that upside down because... Is an upside down pineapple upside down cake a right way up?
Is the cake the right way up yeah. anyway because of its origins?
Yeah. So is a pineapple upside down cake, is it upside down default? Or yeah. when you turn it, if you turn
so
a pineapple upside
it,
down cake the other way around?
You bake it so it's the wrong way around.
Yeah.
So then when you flip it out,
yeah.
the reason it's called an upside down cake is because it's baked upside down.
Right.
So when it's actually out, it's the right way up.
It's the right way up.
So actually, it's just the pineapple cake.
Is it tart tatin like that as well? Do you put the apples in, then the pastry on top?
Not necessarily.
Bake it
can
like
be,
yeah.
but not necessarily. You can make a tart tatin without it being... Because you don't normally flip a tart tatin.
Right.
Well, it depends what type of one you're doing, if you're doing like a pastry case or something.
Mm. What is your dream dessert, though? We haven't landed on this. A big pastel de nata.
Yeah, do you know
yeah,
what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. A big pastel de nata. Mm.
And I'll ring a bell.
You ring the bell, I'll run.
Yeah.
Like, knock some elderly Portuguese lady out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as soon as
And I'll come and buy it for €2.
As soon as that bell gets rung, you know your mum's coming up as well.
Oh, my yeah. God. Are you in a cupboard?
I thought you was cut up in a cupboard. You would like, I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it.
Okay.
Sparkling water.
Fine.
Fancy. Poppadoms of bread. You wanted poppadoms with smooth chutney, onion salad,
nice.
And aioli.
Mm.
Starter, deep fried mozzarella with spicy tomato dip.
Yeah.
Main course, 4 East End pies flipped upside down with liquor and vinegar.
Yeah.
Side dish, mac and cheese, loads of breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Drink, a Peroni.
It's done.
And dessert, a big pastel de nata. Ring the bell.
My bell's ringing.
Yeah.
Left, right and centre.
Fantastic.
That's a good menu.
Yeah, tasty.
Yeah.
For me, anyway.
Yeah, I like it a lot. There's a nice amount of pastry.
Good amount of cheese.
Good amount of cheese.
I'll say it. I think it's the beigest menu we've ever had.
And visually.
Nothing, no, and nothing, but just
I mean,
if
you had everyone on here like, oh, I'll have like langoustine. Like, fuck off. Fuck off.
I'll tell you who we're going to have next is one of the people from the Victorian town. I want them on and to see what they would pick.
Don't fucking bring up pasta. That's a sore subject. They won't know what you're going on about.
Well, actually, I know who we want to have on next, and it's your mum.
Yeah, your mum's coming on for sure.
Your mum's coming on.
Just do it. Just do it. Yeah.
At least it'll stop her going to your house and playing fucking Cluedo.
You know what? The fact that I know she'd be here, I'd be happy about.
Yeah.
Literally, I just have to. This is what I do most days when I'm out of the house. I just, because she walks in and robs.
Yeah. Sure.
So about 3 weeks ago, I watched her on the camera. She didn't tell me she'd gone round. She stole a lamp. From my lounge, she walked. I watched her walk out on the security camera with a lamp, put it in her boot, and drive off. So I thought, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to wait for her to say it. And she didn't. 2 days later, she rang me. She went, have you got an E27 light bulb? I said, for what? She went, I've got a new lamp. Piss taker.
Ryland, thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant.
Thanks for having me.
Well, there we are, a wonderful chat with the wonderful Ryland and Linda.
And Linda, God bless, come into a future episode soon, I hope.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Amazing. I mean, always good to talk to Ryland. Lovely to hear some memories from the Bake Off tent that I myself had erased and forgotten.
Because you were stood there like a dazed boxer for most of the day.
Yeah, I was on a different planet, didn't know that we got given an extra hour.
Yeah.
And still I didn't manage to finish
still
my cream horns.
I have such a memory of your cream horns, the shot of them in the oven as they slowly fell off the metal thing.
The custard looking like scrambled egg.
Yeah.
It went pretty badly, and then apparently Prue lost her wedding ring. Don't remember any of that.
No, don't remember
any of it. But,
well, they're not going to ask you to search for a wedding ring, are they?
No, I was probably the one who ate it or something. But Ryland didn't say the secret ingredient, which was from that day in the tent, Dolly Mixture.
No, Dolly Mixture. And you skirted close around it when you were talking about having fun on the last day.
Yeah, maybe. Was I trying to plant it in his head? I don't know. Subconsciously, was I trying to sabotage my saviour?
But also, very funny when you said, we had a lot of fun on that last day. And his response was, we had fun every day.
Yeah, we had fun every day.
The rest of us had fun every day.
Yeah. Oh, well, to be fair, we're only there 2 days.
I think Ryland's rant about Bake Off will definitely make the best of this year.
It will definitely make the best of. And one day, when everyone who was in that tent has been on the podcast, and we can make one big mega cut of everyone who was in the tent talking about Bake Off, that's definitely going to be leading. I mean, that to me was a revelation.
Yeah.
It changed the way I saw the whole week. You know what?
You used to think you were good on
that
episode.
Other people were having problems too. It wasn't all about you. Yeah, I was having this big meltdown, and that overshadows the fact that it wasn't this easy street for the rest of them.
No.
You know? That's how Ryland was feeling. He was furious in there. But no one hears that song.
Michelle seemed pretty chilled out.
Yeah, she's pretty chilled out.
Yeah, she loved it.
By the sound of things, she's cheated her way to a win, which is what I knew. I knew that all along, and Ryland's confirmed it.
Who else do we need?
Tovey, Prue, Leaf, Toxic.
Was it Sandy and Prue? Sandy was hosting.
Yeah.
Prue was judging with Paul.
Noel. So, I mean, we're basically looking at three from the official side, one from the competitors, the one from the bakers.
And then we start working our way through the cameraman.
Get Sam in.
Yeah. Ryland's book, 10, The Decade That Changed My Future, is published in hardback on 29th of September 2022 by Seven Dials.
And remember, if Ryland ever goes missing, you know where to search. The cupboards, the gym.
And the swimming pool in the darkest bit of that phone call.
Yeah. The darkest bit in the swimming pool.
Yeah.
Crikey.
Oh, I'm on tour, James. Should probably say that still.
Yeah.
The tour that never ends.
It will never end, and I hope it never does.
Edgamble.co.uk for tickets. Come and see me live. Loads of tour dates left. I'm having a lovely time. What can I say?
I can't wait to see it. I'm going to see the show soon. Let's not reveal which one I'm going to go to, in case people want to play potluck.
No, but...
never mind where I live.
Let's just say the people of Halifax are going to be very excited.
Well, Ed... it's been fun.
Yes, a pleasure as always, James. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, well, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.